sir, well, before we get started, let me make sure that I have the right person. So what is your name, sir?
Jesus Francisco Solomon.
Okay, if you can just hold on for just a few moments, the hearing will begin. We're talking to the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency and the Honorable Mr. David Neal. He's going to serve as a lead for your hearing this morning. So please just hold on, and the next voice you hear will be the Honorable Mr. Neal.
Okay, it's going to be hard for me to understand. You talk too very fast because I have hearing aids and I can't hear very well.
Okay, I'm sure Mr. Neal will talk slower than I've been talking. He will be conducting the hearing for you.
Okay.
Good morning, sir. Would you state your full name and AEC number for the record, please?
I didn't understand you. What was that again?
Would you please state your name, your full name, and your AEC number for the record?
My name is Jesus Francisco Solomon. My number is 308149.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to go over some information this morning.
Okay.
I'm going to go over your sentencing, and then we'll go over the offense involved. And if you hear something that doesn't sound quite right, let me know, and we can talk about it. Once we've gone over the basic information, then I'll give you an opportunity to answer some of our questions and go from there, okay?
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay, so you're 60 years old?
I'm what? So you understand it.
You're 60 years old?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you served a 10-year sentence for attempted child molestation, which began July 15, 2014. You became parole eligible on July 15, 2019, and was certified for this hearing for regular parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge on February 15, 2019. This is Mr. Solomon's first time before the board. Mr. Solomon accepted a plea agreement for 3 counts of attempted child molestation, one with a 10-year prison term and lifetime probation. He was sentenced on February 17, 2016. So does that basically sound like what you understand your sentencing, sir?
I thought the sentence was 10 years and 50%. Is that what you told me the first time?
No, so all I said was that you were sentenced to 10 years in prison.
However,
time is calculated is between you and DOC. I don't really know how it's calculated. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I believe the 50% they were talking about was that you would be eligible for parole. Doesn't mean you'll be released, it just means you're eligible for these hearings. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, sir.
So the offense, on October 12, 2012, Phoenix Police Department was contacted by victim A in reference to Mr. Solomon having molested her when she was a juvenile between 1984 and 1985. Subsequent investigation revealed that Mr. Solomon had molested several juvenile female nieces and relatives during that same time period. He admitted to the offenses and eventually accepted the aforementioned plea agreement. Does that sound basically correct, sir?
Well, at the beginning, whatever they said, I don't remember very well because I didn't understand. When I got interviewed, I did not understand very well because I had a hearing problem. But after that, I accepted the pleas with my lawyer gave me.
Okay. All right, so let's see. You got no discipline. You didn't have any criminal history. You haven't had much in the way of programming. I didn't see any sex offender classes. Have you taken anything in the way of sex offender programming?
I know. What was that again?
Have you had any programming that is sex offender programming?
Whatever they have offered me and gave me here, what I needed to take, and I'm taking my JD classes.
Okay, but have you had any sex offender classes? You would know that you have or not you have.
No, because they're not available here in Kingdom.
Okay. And we have no supporters in the room today, and no letters of support, and not much of a...
When was I supposed to be notified to bring letters for supporting?
Well, sir, it's not our responsibility to notify you that you can have letters sent in. That's what...
all the letters sent in to the one I was my last day of court, and all the papers went to the lawyer. Went to the judge that day.
Well, but that's 5 years ago. We're talking about currently. And all I'm saying is that we don't have anything or nothing that I can see.
Okay.
And I don't have a progress report from your CL3, so I don't know. What would your release plan be if the board were to decide to release you on parole? Where would you go, sir?
I have a home in Douglas, Arizona.
Okay, is your home?
Pardon me, sir?
The home belongs to you?
The home belongs to my wife and me, yes.
Okay. All right. So also for you, just so you know, we have victim advocates and Maricopa County attorneys representatives here today. So for this point, sir, what I'd like to do, this is your first time in front of the board. No one on the board is familiar with you or your case. We'd like to get to know the inmates a little bit and give some of their perspective on everything that happened. So first off, I'd like for you to tell the board what was going on in your mind, why were you behaving that way, and what really happened with these accusations of child molest. What was going on back then, sir?
On the day that what happened, on the day it happened?
No, back then in your life at that point in time, because apparently from the allegations of the plea agreement, there was definitely more than one day involved with this. So the time period, what was going on in your life? Were you a drug addict? Were you a successful businessman? Unhappy in your life? What was going on?
Nothing. Actually, I was just being married and just supporting my family, and that was it. It's like I told my lawyer on the hearing, on the interview for what happened was, I did not understand some of the things, and I answered wrong things that I wasn't supposed to answer, and it just affected me by what I said and what I did, and I don't regret or remember anything doing that on that day.
Okay, like I said, there's more than one date. So are you saying you did not commit the crimes?
I did not commit that crime, no, sir.
You didn't molest anybody?
No. I did not understand the lady that was interviewing me.
Okay.
And I don't know what happened to me that I answered things that I wasn't supposed to answer, and my mind just went, I don't know which way I went. And I started talking things that I wasn't supposed to talk about.
Okay, but do several of your young female relatives... Several of your young female relatives made accusations that you inappropriately touched them and did things. Now, it was not just one day, and it was not just one little girl. So... Are you saying that you didn't do anything inappropriate with any of your young female relatives?
I might have touched some of them. Yes, I did. On a bad way. Yes, I might have done that. But on the day of the interview, that was not me. On the other parts that I have done something like that, yes, I have done, touched somebody else, but not in a bad way. I might have done it, but on a wrong way. And yes, I did. Did something wrong on there, on some other girls, but not on that day.
Okay. So, if you were to be released and go to your home in Douglas, what would you do for work?
I've been in there for 5 years. I don't know what's going on, how the right now Douglas is, but I would try to get a job somewhere wherever I could find a job at. Try to go back to my old job, and probably will not be able to get my daytime job. Maybe end up getting a different kind of jobs. I work for a grocery store. I worked for Bash's for almost 25 years.
Okay.
And whatever I need to do to start life over again.
Okay. So, do you have children, sir?
I have two girls, sir.
And they live with your wife?
No, one of them is getting ready to get married, and the other one is engaged.
Okay, so they're both over 18?
Yes, they're both over 38, and the other one is 35.
Okay, it's a problem in these kind of cases if you have juvenile. Any sort of deal boys in the world, but if you have juveniles living at home, it's a difficult situation, but you don't have that, so that's not a problem.
No, I just have grandchildren. One daughter has three boys.
Okay. All right, let me see if the council board members have any questions at this time. Mr. Neal.
Thank you, Mr. Neal. One second. Mr. Solomon?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah. I heard the voice. I didn't understand it. Sorry.
Okay. Sir, I just have a question. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Did you ask me if I have any questions?
No, sir. I have a question. Can you understand me?
Okay.
Sir, if you did not understand your investigators, you're saying you didn't understand the investigators interviewing you, correct?
Yes, sir.
How can you understand us now?
What was that again?
How can you understand us now?
How can I understand it now?
Yes.
If I would get interviewed now, I would be understand him, because there I don't know. I had a one hearing aid and it was not functioning the way it was, and my other ear was not. I have both ears and are bad ears, and I only had one hearing aid on, and it was not functioning very good, and I don't know what happened. That's why I heard something, things wrong, and I answered things that I wasn't supposed to answer, and I don't know what happened from there. Now my mind, it just went, because I got nervous. I must have got nervous or something.
I'm actually asking you this question out of concern for your rights, because I wanna be sure that you understand this now.
I understand some of it. That's why I keep asking back questions on it.
Okay, sir. Well, if you're not understanding this hearing completely...
Yeah, I'm understanding some of it, not 100%. I'm not understanding everything.
Okay, sir. I'm just saying I have some concerns because as one board member, I don't want to walk away from this hearing and have you accuse us of not being clear.
And I want to propose that again?
I'm concerned about you understanding whether or not the questions are clear today.
Okay.
So do you understand what's happening today?
Most of it, yes, I do, sir.
Well, that answer's not very satisfying. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Well, Mr. Solomon, on that same issue, before we continue, what part of this don't you understand so that I can explain it to you better?
It's sometimes when you say something that they don't understand that word, what it meant, and that's where I have the problem, and then just you guys, when you keep going, I lose track of it.
Okay, I don't know, if you don't understand something, I don't know you didn't understand it unless you tell me.
Yeah.
And I believe that every time we've brought it to our attention that you're not hearing or not understanding a question, we've explained it rather well. But if you're still missing part of it, you're not understanding the procedures of what we're saying, you need to explain that to us. Tell us that that's what's going on. I don't understand. Please explain it again, something to that effect.
Okay.
Okay, so at this point in time, up to now, do you understand what's been going on in this hearing?
So some of it I do understand, that it's you guys asking me questions about my past, asking my questions what I want to do after if I do get relief from here. Those are the things you are asking me.
Okay, so what don't you understand about all that?
I don't know. I think that's all I've been. This is most of what I have, so I understand.
Well, you have a concern for your rights and for due process. But we can't, if there's something that's not clear, whether you don't understand it or whether you haven't heard it well enough to understand, either way, you have to bring it to our attention or we can't explain it to you, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
When you ask, I want to try to pay attention more and ask you if I don't understand something, to repeat it back to me.
Right. If you don't understand it, say something and we'll explain it. It is difficult sometimes, and since the norm isn't to be dealing with somebody with a hearing impairment, we tend to get a little bit fast. But by all means, if you let us know, then we'll accommodate you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, I think there's a question from Dr. Wright.
Yes, sir. I hope you can understand what I will be asking, sir.
Okay.
Where is your wife today?
She's staying at my daughter's house in Tucson, Arizona.
Did she know that you were going to have this hearing today? Was she aware of it, sir?
No, she didn't. I told her that there was gonna be a hearing, but I did not have an exact date. And then yesterday, I got a paper telling me that I have a hearing this morning. So that's why, if I needed to make letters out to you guys, I would have never had enough time to do that. So.
So you're telling this board, or you're telling me in this case, that not until yesterday, you did not know that you were going to be in this hearing today, sir. You only found out yesterday.
Yes, sir. Yes, I just found out about it yesterday.
Now, how did you find out yesterday that you were going to have this hearing today, sir?
Somebody left a little note on the top of my desk, on my bed. And it just said on their CO3 office for parole hearing at 8:30 in the morning.
On 2/13/19. Okay, now let me just ask another question, sir. I wasn't planning to go in this direction, but since this is where we are. Now, I do take note, Mr. Leon, that this was not where I was going by no means, and so I can stand for some clarification from you there. But it seems to me that the parole certification date was today. I do anyone see when he should have been notified? Do we have anything with that?
We didn't have photo progress report.
That's happening way too often.
It's happening all the time.
I asked a question to find out what I need to do when I come to a parole hearing, what do I need to do or what, and they said nobody actually knew about it, so.
Well, what should have happened, and I guess it did not happen, what should have happened, your officer, your CO3, or whatever your officer is called up there, he or she should have told you about this hearing and should have given you some advice of what you would be expected to present to this board. And it sounded like to me that you were saying that no one told you anything until yesterday. Yeah, you sure that, sir? No one told you anything about a hearing until yesterday?
No, they just told me that I had a hearing coming, and I asked them, when do I have the hearing? And he said, I do not know, I have no idea. And then I asked them that I would have a hearing problem, and I made sure that I could have somebody here to help me. And he said, no. And I said, what do I need to do? And he goes, I don't know, because he does not know when the hearing is going to be. So then yesterday I got this a paper on the top of my desk telling me I had a hearing this morning.
Let me just ask a question about the offense itself, and then we'll get back to this. Now, one of the things that you said several times today, sir, when there was...
What was that again, sir?
One of the things that you said today was, when they were asking about what happened, that were you guilty, and you basically said that you were not, but you kept saying that day. What day were you talking about, sir? What day did you... Were you talking about that this crime was committed? What day was that?
Well, I do not know that day because she asked me something the investigator asked me something. I can't remember what day she said. I can't remember what she said. And I answered something. She did some signs with her hand and I said something and I don't remember the date it was. I remember the day I was in there, but I do not remember the date that she asked me when it happened.
Sir, in addition to your having a problem in hearing...
Yes, I have a problem and have been having a hearing problem for quite a few years.
Do you have any problems at all in terms of... psychological situation. Do you have any problem? Have you had any investigations at all as it relates to your psychological health, sir?
No, sir.
Do you ever have anyone to interpret for you with the CO3? Does anyone have to, because you can't hear well, at least that's what you're telling this board, do anyone help you, assist you, so that you can understand what's being said, sir?
Yes, I do usually have somebody around here that helps me out with medical problems and paperwork that we need to do to get things. I lasted in here in Kingdom, I lasted a year and a half without hearing aids because the hearing aid that I had when I came in here was not functioning, so I made a paper out to help to get them replaced or repair. And a few months later, they made a search and they took them away from me and they didn't get me hearing aids until a year and a half.
Okay, I want Mr. Neal, if we accept what he's saying, and I don't know whether we do or not, it seems to me that we do have a problem here. In as much as he is saying, if I heard him correct, and sometimes I don't hear correct, but if I heard him correct, he was not notified of this hearing until yesterday. I don't know whether that's true or false, but that's what that's what I heard him say. He wasn't aware of this hearing until yesterday. I don't know how that happened. I don't know what happened up there at Kingman, the reason that he was not. He also stated, whether it's true or false, we have no evidence one way or the other. But he also stated that he requested that he requested someone to assist him in terms of, as an interpreter or someone to assist him with his hearing problem, and he was given an answer, no, no one would assist him. I don't know if anyone else heard that or not, but that's basically what I heard. And if that is the case, then, and I know that we have a victim here, I know that we have a county attorney here, but as Mr. Kiwanis indicated earlier, we also have to be very conscious of his rights. And I just don't feel comfortable in moving forward at this time until something is clarified. And I would have to apologize to the county attorney and to the victim, but it just seemed that somewhere between Phoenix and Kingman, something just didn't happen that was supposed to happen.
And I agree. If you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Osborne?
Sir.
When they do those progress reports, the CO3, do they go in anywhere like with the POs when they put in condolence under the person's name? Is there somewhere that you could access in the system to see if that report is generated?
So I could check somewhere, screen to see if there's any mention of it. Like if I could please get his GLC number to confirm.
308149.
What was that, sir?
So, the officer was just asking what was your ADC number, and I was just giving him your number, sir. What is your number, sir?
308149.
308149. Okay, that's what we gave him. I just want to make sure. I just want to confirm.
I'm researching through the notes right now, and I just want to verify that is a Jesus Sullivan?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Put you to work early today. Mr. Solomon?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you stated that the CO3 or somebody told you had a hearing coming up, but they didn't know the date. How long ago was that?
Maybe a week ago, a week and a half ago.
Okay, so a week and a half ago, they told you you had a hearing coming up, but they didn't tell you when it was.
Yeah, he told me I needed to sign this paper, and he goes, you have a parole hearing, and it said on there my name on it, and it said on there house arrest hearing for parole,
and you signed
that? Show it up. Yeah, then I signed in it.
And that was about a week and a half ago?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Huh? Okay.
Yes, sir, I can't find anything noted in Ames that he was given any packets or anything.
Okay, yeah, because I'm not sure where, I'm sure somewhere those kind of things are housed, but where is anybody's guess?
May I add something, Mr. Newman?
Yes.
I have a concern also because Mr. Solomon is stating he didn't know, and now he's telling us that he signed the notification. And I take exception to that.
We don't have a copy of it.
Yeah, but we don't have a copy. Thank you.
Yeah, I was just trying to pin down some timing, but without a copy of the progress report, we don't know when that was.
I'm just going out for a 2 minute recess, if you don't mind, sir.
Okay, that's fine.
Do we stay on the record?
Mr. Solomon, we're going to
take another 2 minutes. Yes, ma'am.
A couple of minutes to try to figure some stuff out and kind of track down that paper you signed. We're supposed to have it in advance of the hearing, and we don't have it.
Okay, sir.
And that's critical, and you're not knowing when it was that you signed it, but those things are usually not generated unless the date of the hearing is on the form. So it may be that you just didn't understand when your hearing was going to be when you signed it, rather than...
No, he told me, I exactly asked him a couple of times and asked him when was my hearing date, and he told me, I do not know, I cannot tell you, because it does not, he said he did not have a date.
Okay.
He was standing right in front of me here.
Okay,
and I signed the paper.
You know, I mean, at this point in time, I'm not going to dispute what you're saying. Especially with your hearing difficulties, which creates some comprehension.
Yeah, this is CT Wright. We're having a hearing at this moment, Mr. Solomon, SOLOMON, ADC number 308149. We don't have anything on him like his, any paperwork that we really need. And I was wondering, do you have any paperwork on him at all that was not in his package? Yes, ma'am. 308149. Yes. Okay. Okay. Well, we have him. His hearing is on, so we'll really appreciate if you could really speed it up just a little bit for me. Okay. Thank you. Okay. I'll wait to hear from you. Mr. Solomon.
Yes, sir.
Would you be kind enough to put that officer on the phone, whoever he is, the CO3, who the officer is? He close by?
Yeah, he is. Uh-huh. I can see him across the window there.
Would you invite him, request him to come on the phone, please?
Yeah, he's coming.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. Once again, would you be kind enough to state your name and your number for the record, sir?
Yes, CO3 Keith Dufree.
Okay. Now, are you the CO3 for Mr. Solomon, the gentleman that we're talking with now? Are you his CO3, or you just happen to be there today, sir?
I am his CO3, sir.
Okay. Now, he is saying to the board, and other members may interrupt at any time, but basically, my interpretation, he's saying that he was not... Well, it was kind of contradicts what he said. One is that he was not given a date for this hearing until yesterday. Someone, maybe you or someone, I shouldn't say you, but someone left a note on his bed somewhere saying that the hearing would be held today. Yet he said also that someone, I don't know whether you or someone else said to him about a week and a half ago that he would be having a hearing, but you did not know when that hearing would be taking place. So does any of that make sense to you at all, sir?
Well, yes and no. I gave him, I went through my emails, and let me see when the date on my email is. Friday 2/8. So I'm off on Thursday, Fridays. So, and then of course we had a food visit on Saturday, Sunday. You know, I didn't actually get the email until Monday and gave him the pass yesterday, yes.
So, officially, he was not notified of this hearing until yesterday, sir?
Yes, sir.
Now, let me ask one other question. He also stated something to the effect that about a week and a half ago, he was given a form to sign and that he signed something. Do you remember if he's receiving anything that he had to sign about this hearing today, sir?
To be 100% real with you, I did not, I don't remember processing his ABOEC form. Now, my dozen partner, CO3 Menzies, may have.
Okay.
But I was like, ooh, Solomon, I didn't remember doing that.
He also, I'm just trying to get information. I'm not accusing you of anything,
yeah,
because we're just totally lost, at least I am. He also stated something to the effect that he requested someone on your end to understand what was being said to him that he can't hear well. Do you recall anything like that, sir?
No, sir, I don't.
Okay. Does he, from your perspective, I know that you may not be an expert in the question that I'm going to ask, does he need any help in terms of his being able to understand what's being said to him, sir, as a...
This is 100% real with you. It's the first time I've ever had him in my office.
Okay.
Which is normal. A lot of times they flat just don't come in unless they need something. But I don't believe I've ever dealt with Mr. Solomon in any way, shape, or form prior to you this morning.
Okay.
Well, on my caseload, so...
Well, there was any further questions from the CO3 board members? Don't have any further questions. Yes, there are. The Bureau of Corrections has a question for you, sir.
Okay.
Sir, officer, would there be any record of him signing his inmate progress report? Because that's routinely what we would receive, and that notification would state his hearing date, etc.
There should be. I have to go out to the offender information unit this afternoon for some files. I will see if it's out there and see who processed it. I don't, to be 100% honest, I don't remember doing his progress report.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
You bet.
Thank you, Mr. Porcello.
Mr. Lee, may I just say something else? And then, I mean, this is your hearing today. You're the lead. I really think, and I just have to sincerely apologize if you agree or if you disagree, but please tell me. I really think that this hearing needs to be continued. I just can't see us. Because there's too many things that's missing and not clear in my mind. It may be clear in everybody else's mind, but I think something just is not working right on this.
Well, I think this stuff is as clear as mud, as they say. I agree with Dr. Wright. It's unfortunate. I hate to do that to the victim and to the prosecutor. And I know she would just love to come down here and present cases to us. But the issue of progress report is probably the single thing that, or question that I would have. And, you know, I mean, if it's signed and everything, that's fine. We don't have it. And we don't know when it was signed, so we don't know he's had that for due process.
However, Mr. Neal, it's also his right to be notified of the date of the hearing, and there's a separate form from the progress report that's called the notification of hearing, and we don't have that either. Yes, it's his right to have that,
okay.
and to have his wife either on the phone or here,
right.
And he didn't get that.
Those two papers, I just called.
There are two critical papers.
Yeah, I just called those things progress.
Right, and he did not.
That was my error. Well, you're right. I mean,
there is a progress report. You're right too. There are two.
But if he was notified and he signed everything a week and a half ago and a date was on there, you know, that's fine. But that's a lot of ifs thrown into one pile. And I just, I've always been a firm believer in due process, and it's just, I don't think that we can take the chance at this point in time with the information we have to continue the hearing. There's just too much chance that we would truly be violating his rights. And the board
sirs?
Yes, sir.
So this is CO2 you're trying to get. I completed, I'm looking back on my email, I sent OIU, the Offender Information Unit, contacts would be Wendy Quinn, she's a supervisor. I received that form on 1/22/19 from Mr. Solomon. It was completed and hand-delivered to OIU on 1/23/19.
1/22/19.
1/23 was when it was completed and given to OIU. So yes, he did sign the form, and he was notified back in 1/23/2019.
And that form at that time, the date would have been on the form?
I don't don't have the form itself, I just have the email, but for the ABOEC form for Inmate Solomon has been completed. I will drop it off to YU, termination on my ship.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now, Mr. Osborne, we don't want to put you on the spot on this, you know, because you've been away from us for a while. But as far as you know, what's the process, okay, with this OIU form that he's, that the officer's talking about, once it is complete and it is sent to someone at DOC, and then DOC sends it over to the Board of Executive Clemency, am I correct, sir? Or is
yes, sir, that would be through OIU that they would send those forms, and there should actually be an evaluation also from the CO3 for the offender for this purpose of this hearing, so you can properly evaluate his progress.
I think if you have no objection, rather than us continuing to discuss it, maybe we ought to continue this hearing until the investigation is completed and then be rescheduled, sir.
Okay, I agree. The hearing going to be continued because of lack of information as to Mr. Solomon's being notified of the date of the hearing in a timely manner, according to
possibly.
Possibly not.
Because he was notified.
Like I say, the form was presented to him, and on the form says, I wish to appear before the board on 2/13/19, and he signed it. He was notified, sir.
Okay, well, all right, so the date was on there.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
So we still want to continue since we don't have the form.
I would want to continue since we don't have the form. Okay. See what happened. We need to figure out what happened.
Okay. So in that case, this hearing will be continued, and Buddy will be notified when the new hearing date is set, and hopefully your paperwork will have hit us by that time.
And I'll be happy to redo it, but it's been done once, but I will track it down today too.
Okay, well, yeah, from this end, we'll try to track it down too and see if it's caught in limbo land somewhere out there.
All right, sir. All right, and I will notify him as soon as I know when we're going to continue.
Okay, if you can hold on for just another moment, officer, yes. I just want to make sure that the county attorney and the victim understand what's going on. They're
okay.
In this room at the moment, and they are...
The other thing, Dr. Wright, is we'll need a progress report from the CO3. We will need a progress report.
Well, we need to work that out among ourselves. I don't think we need to.
We need to do it.
So we're just holding on the county attorney and the victim. They're discussing something themselves
okay.
At the moment. That's the reason for the silence at the moment.
No problem, sir.
Is there anything you want to share with the board at this time? County representing the county attorney's office. Could you give your name just for the record, please, ma'am?
Sure. My name is Elizabeth Reamer, and I am a deputy county attorney at the Maricopa County Attorney's Office. I am the prosecutor that handled this case at the trial court level. I will note for the record that victim B is present in court today. I note her as victim B because in the paperwork you will see that there were two victims, and they are noted as victim A and victim B for redaction purposes, so someone can't Google them and find their name in police reports. this has been very traumatic for the victim even before coming in today. We understand that there are procedures that need to be in place, and I would like to thank the board for the amount of time that you have spent today attempting to get this hearing off the going. I understand that you didn't even have to do that, and I do appreciate that on behalf of myself and the victim. The only question I have is if you have any idea what the time frame might be for the reset. I know that the defendant has a right to notice, but just do you think it would be a month from now? Do you think it would be longer?
I have no idea. We want to do it as soon as possible, but I want to. What I will do, I will ask neither one of us in this room, I will ask for an investigation to see exactly what happened, because something happened or did not happen, and I have no idea what happened or what did not happen, and so I would like to know exactly what happened and why we, so I would guess, I better not guess, I don't know, but we'll do it as soon as humanly possible.
Mr. Borchin?
Yes, Mr. Borchin, I think I'd like to add in the open for the discussion, there's a real possibility that we may have to see him in person. I'm just saying it because it's kind of like the elephant in the room.
But I think that if since there are prosecutors who, because this one just happened in 2014, I think, is whenever. I mean, that's when he was, whatever date that was. The only thing I'm trying to say is that we have current prosecutors around, therefore, that we can get current information. It's not like that we're talking with a prosecutor back in 1980-something.
Yes, sir.
So, so I'll just depend upon them to, rather than going up to Cayman.
The sentencing date was 2016, so and it's almost exactly, it was January 6th, so we're almost exactly to the year. One other thing I don't know now, just because it came up, is I did look into the defendant's interview and the inmate's suggestion that he did not understand what was happening. I can give you this information again when we have the hearing, but I will note that he did ask the police officer, the detective who Mirandized him, a few questions about Miranda, but then said that he understood and went forward with the interview. It was in person, in a small room, as you can imagine, similar to one you may see on TV, minus the light.
I would prefer you giving us that information
next time,
because I don't want to prejudice anybody one way or the other, so if you could just share that with the board the next time, so that I think I get what you're saying, but I don't want to prejudice any situation.
Okay. Right, that's fine. And I can also speak to the board about the actual hearings that were held since I was there, and I will note that the victim attended almost all, if not every single hearing that we had. So if you have questions about what happened at those hearings, I'm happy to answer them for you.
We as board members, we don't need to do anything until we in this room, so once we're in this room the next time, then we may have all kind of questions.
I'm sorry, that's what I meant. For whatever the hearing is held,
yes, ma'am,
we will be able to answer.
We will be, you will be notified, and hopefully the victim and the inmate, or everybody will be notified. We'll have this all cleared up. But so we just want to leave it at that for the time being. If there's no objection by any board members, hearing none, then with your permission, Mr. Honorable Mr. Neal, I'm going to say on behalf of the board, this hearing will be continued until 12 o'clock, and everybody will be duly notified, and we will ask for an investigation into what happened. Thank you.
Thank you.
Officer, now, do you have anyone else there for us, sir?
Not on my case, sir, no.
Okay.